Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Next, where we focus on who is up and coming, who's next, who's popping in the industry. And tonight we have a special show in store for you. I'm interviewing my homie Chuck Dizzle from 92.3, representing from Carson, California, where I'm from as well. We're going to talk some Hidden Figures. We're going to talk some music, everything, all this and more coming up next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live next.
This one. Hey. Tupac Thursday.
Hey, Tupac Thursday.
What's
on one
up,
time.
Guys?
I like that.
Yeah.
What's happening?
This is Chuck's song, by the way.
Hey, man. It makes me feel really aggressive, and I don't know why, but I love Tupac. And it was funny. I just saw a video of some teens reacting to Tupac's music for the first time. These are people that's, like, what year were you born?
90.
90, okay, no, that's good. That's okay. No, these kids were, like, born in, like, 97, 98, 99, you know what I'm saying? And they were reacting to Tupac's music for the first time. But what I loved about it is the fact that Tupac's music is timeless, so their reaction
definitely.
Is just like, yo, he's the truth. And it's, like, people that's never heard his music before. So it just shows how timeless Tupac transcends throughout the generations, man.
Tupac, you think if he was still living that he would be the best rapper alive right now?
Man, you know what? I think he would have a different... for me, yes, but I know everybody has their own theories, but I would say overall, like, the impact he would have had, hell yeah. Straight up.
Yeah. So that's just a little taste of what we're going to talk about tonight.
Tupac trivia.
You know, rest in peace. We miss you, man.
Come on, man.
So, what's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in. We have a new night that next will be live. So, Thursday nights at 6. We're not going to do it on Fridays, even though, you know, we were your best, your favorite weekend show. But it's okay. Thursday night's fun. Throwback Thursday. We have a lot in store for you for 2017. I'm so excited. Our panel is unable to get to be here tonight, but shout out to Khalil and Raylan for handling their business. I'm going to hold it down tonight.
As you should. They're probably listening to Tupac wherever they at right now, too.
Yes, exactly. But yes, let me start off in introducing our guest tonight, guys. So we have one of my good homies back from where we grew up, Carson, California.
Tell him, Rayonce. I'm sorry, I'm off.
It's okay. 92.3 on-air host, founder of Homegrown Radio, which we're going to talk about later.
Absolutely.
DJ, just everything all-around cool guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Dizzle.
Boom, bam, boom. Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, man. And let me just say how proud I am of what you're doing, man. I mean, we've talked about this for some time, so for you to actually step out and make it happen, I'm so happy to see you actually doing this. So keep up the good work.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, I got to, you know. Oh, hey.
No, but seriously, though, that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to interview and to start off the new year fresh.
Yeah.
And your story, for one, not a lot of people know about, you know, from where you started to where you are now, and you are living your dream career.
Love it.
You can hear Chuck on the radio when you're in traffic in 92.3. Like, it's so funny. I'm driving home, like, stuck, and I'm like, oh, my God, Chuck is on the radio.
Yeah, man.
You just tell us about your story and how you got here?
Well, I mean, as far as radio, man, I mean, back in the day, man, there was a station out here called 92.3 The Beat, which that was the station that I was riding to, well, not obviously riding to, but, you know, mom's is driving, I'm listening as a kid, and I would always hear these personalities on the air like, yo, this is something that's different. Like, it's a connection. Like, I'm talking about from the Julio G's to John London and the House Party, from the Big Boys to Baker Boys, just all these random, not random, but all these great personalities that talk to L.A., and it had such an impact on me as a kid where I would go home and get a tape recorder and just literally record myself and me and my cousins and imitate what now I know with radio skits and shows, but I was just like, y'all just want to do what they're doing on the radio. So, I mean, from a long, long ass story short, I mean, I did that, piqued my interest in doing radio by going to a Black Business, the conference, you know, the conferences they do every year, the Black Business Expos, Black College Expo. And The Beat happened to be there. So that was the first time my connection to them, like seeing them out and about, like, yo, how do you actually become a radio personality? And they kind of told me the steps. You know, you got to get an internship. You got to go to college. So from there, I'm like, that started navigating my path towards being a radio personality. Went to Long Beach State, did a show over there. From there, did my internship, walked my resume up to both Power 106 and The Beat at the time. The Beat was who called me back. And started in promotions over there, worked my way up from promotions to on air. The station canned. I ended up working for a different station, which is K-Day, for a little bit of time. That station kind of went in and out, and I left there, and then now, you know, I've been at 92.3 for the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I know we worked together a long back in the day.
Yeah. Shout out to City of Carson one time. Give me some love,
City,
man.
Yes,
come on,
Carson
City of Carson.
Center.
What up, man?
I know y'all are tuning in.
Yeah,
I posted it on Facebook.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But one of the biggest things on what you're so inspiring about, for me, I can say, is you didn't necessarily, you weren't doing this full time. Like, this wasn't your job.
Mm-mm.
Yet.
No.
You were doing other things.
No.
Like, what made you just stop? You know, what made you transition into this? Like, how was that whole process?
Man, faith. I mean, straight up, we were talking about Carson, man. I mean, just for the people to know, like, I don't mind telling how old I am. I don't mind telling people to struggle. I was at my job, that job, for 17 years. You know what I'm saying? I started when I was 15 doing summer youth. So this is before I even, while I had the interest in radio, but, I mean, you would look at it as a hobby. Like, it was just, like, something that people didn't really expect you to do, but
right.
I knew in the back of my mind, yo, this is what I want to do. So, of course, you got to get a job. You got to do these things left and right to pay the bills and just, you know, just put something on your resume. But I knew in the back of my mind this is what I wanted to do. So while I'm at this job, that was just a security blanket for me to still pursue my dreams. But every time I was ready to quit, something would happen where the radio thing wouldn't work out. I mentioned the first station I worked for, the moment I got on air, like, I literally worked my way up on air within 2 years, which doesn't happen in this number two market of Los Angeles. So that happened, and it's literally, as soon as it happened, I was ready to quit. And the station canned within, like, 2 months of me being on air. So you talk about, like, I'm living my dream now. You know, it was part-time, whatever, but I quote-unquote made it, and then this happened. So still had the job. You know, was working for K-Day for some time, and at the moment where I was getting more hours, thinking things were kind of taking off, building my brand, you know, I get let go from that station. The job was still there for me. So in the back of my mind, like, I kept feeling like, yo, okay, I need to step out on faith, but this job is here for me each time. And they were flexible with my schedule. That's why I would never have anything bad to say about the City of Carson, because they've been there for me throughout that whole process and that whole time. But it got to the point where I was like, look, you're either going to do it or you're not. You know what I mean? You got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable before you can actually step out and do certain things. So for me, things were still going great. They were still there for me. But with this go around, I was like, look, I don't care what happens. You know what I mean? I can say shoulda, coulda, wouldas, but I got to just step out on faith and just let it go. And I tell you, the moment I actually did that, things started working out. I started getting more hours at the station and started building up. You know, I'm still able to do Homegrown on Real 92.3 and still build my platform on homegrownradio.net. And, I mean, things aren't the greatest at times, but at the same time, I'm happy the fact that I at least did it. I don't want to look back and say, damn, I wish, what if I, you know, I don't want to have those moments. So right now, these past literally 7-8 months, I've been living as F it. You know what I'm saying? Let me just do it and see what happens from there, because I know how it is. I've tried 16, 17 years of, okay, let's play it safe. So this last year has been, 2016 has been totally about not playing it safe, just going. And it's been the best benefit so far.
That's awesome. So, I mean, like, I love the fact that, you know, you still, you were going and you were working a job that you necessarily weren't as passionate about, but you were still pursuing your passion. Like, you work from 9 to 5 and then you'll go do your radio thing after. And that's so important, because a lot of us are just like, oh, we want to quit everything, chase a dream, which works for some people.
Absolutely.
But that's inspiring,
but
right
you
there.
You also got to find, like, one thing that I want people to know, like, you're in a situation and you're in a position for a reason. So while I was there, I would, and I wouldn't do it in a wrong way, but I would promote my show while I was at Carson. You know, people that we would talk and see. The thing that I loved about that job is that it was very community oriented. Like, you would literally see the community every single day. So these are potential listeners, these are potential fans, these are potential supporters. So I didn't like, pretty much discredit this situation at all. Like, these people that I'm talking to, they're people that can potentially follow me or book me for whatever, you know, as a host, as a DJ. So I always made sure I made those relationships with people as I saw them day in and day out, and it worked out in the benefit, because those same people are still supporting me to this day, and I couldn't be more grateful for it. You know what I mean? So,
like me, I still listen to, you know, I jam out to your songs.
Did you say jam out? Oh, God. What's going on?
Sorry,
is that what the kids are saying these days?
Jam out.
It's jam out.
What is it? I don't even know, honestly.
You're getting
I'm
lit.
Not hip.
You're getting lit. No, I know.
Lit.
I know.
I'm so tired of that word.
Right,
I say it all the time. Like, it's one of my friends was like, yo, if you say that one more time, I'm not talking right. to you. I'm like,
Nitty Committee.
It's lit. Anyways, I jam out to 92.3 all day long.
We love it. We love it.
But you mentioned Homegrown Radio.
Yeah.
And I want to share with our viewers what exactly Homegrown Radio is
about.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Where we can listen in and actually how that started first. Okay. Let's go off with that.
Well, Homegrown Radio started through my journey in radio. I realized with the first station I was at, you know, you have this grandiose dreams of what the radio is like. So my thought and my thinking was, okay, once you work for the station, once you get in, you'll be able to play whatever music you want. You'll be able to, you know, you'll see the ins and outs and how the interstation works. And that was kind of the best and the worst experiences that I had. You know, I'd be on the street team because I worked on the street team at first. I'd be on the street team and people would give me their music and say, yo, can you get it played or can you do this? I'm like, okay, yeah. Of course, I'll shoot it to one of the DJs. Like, I can't do it, but
right. Sure,
let me shoot it to one of the on-air personalities, the DJs, and see what happens. So there's one experience. Somebody gave me their music, and I took it into one of the DJs. I was like, yo, here it goes. Like, check out. Somebody gave me their music off the street, and hey, there you go. I thought I did my job. I go around about, and literally, like, the next day, it was in, like, a little pile of other CDs, like, off to the side. You can just tell it was torn. Nobody was even looking at it. They didn't even get a chance to open it. And I'm like, damn, look at all these hopes and dreams on the floor right here in the bucket. And I'm like, okay, well, I know that what I'm trying to do, and I know other people are trying to connect to the dreams, why not try to connect the dots between those trying to get their name out there?
Awesome.
So with Long Beach State, while I was over there, I decided to call it Homegrown because it was kind of more of a marketing tactic for me because at the time I was producing and the name of my production company was Homegrown Studio Sounds.
Okay.
Based off the fact that I was literally producing in my mom's house and in my bedroom.
That's
so it was
dope,
literally
though.
In my room. So that's why I was called Homegrown.
Homegrown.
So I was like, you know what, let me just marry the two so I can market Homegrown Radio, Homegrown Studio Sounds. Insert that part where it was just kind of spiritual because I didn't realize that, yo, these are artists that are literally homegrown to the city. But it just, as time went by, I'm like, oh, it kind of makes sense. These are artists trying to get their name out there. They're up and coming. It's homegrown. So one story that I can definitely share, I was at the station leaving one of these events, and I saw somebody coming up, and they were actually leaving a meeting with one of the music directors at the time. So I'm finishing the event. I'm going down, so we take the elevator together. Like, hey, oh, you work at the station? Yeah, yeah, I work on the street town. I'm Chuck Dizzle. Nice to meet you. Okay, well, here, take some of my music. Let's exchange contacts. It ended up being J-Rock from Top Dawg. It was
wow.
J-Rock, Top Dawg, and the homie B-Dawg. They were all in the elevator. Was going down together. So we exchanged contacts, and at the time, it was Chirps, so it was the Nextel Chirp phone. So we all exchanged Chirps back
church.
In the day. Yeah, all exchanged Chirps, but we stayed in contact. I was like, well, look, I'll take your music, I'll listen to it, and I'll play it over at Long Beach State where I'm at, you know, at Homegrown Radio. So we just built that connection, but that just goes to show the testament of, like, these are people that were new and upcoming. Like, nobody really kind of gave him the time of day, and when he came that day, he brought Absol and Kendrick. It was Absol, Kendrick, or K-Dot at the time. So it was Absol, K-Dot, and Ali was there. It was, but all these people, when nobody had a name. So it was at the time when J-Rock was, I think he was on Warner or getting signed to Warner or something like that. But point being, it's like, I didn't shove him off because I was like, yo, this person needs opportunity just as much as Ludacris at the time or
exactly.
whoever. So that was the whole idea and concept of Homegrown Radio. It was kind of bridge the gap between mainstream and underground. Yeah, I want to play the Lil Wayne's. Yeah, I want to play the Tupac's. Yeah, I want to play the Snoop's and whoever's. But what about this dude? What about J-Rock? What about K-Dot? What about Glasses Malone? What about all these other cats that had names within the city at the time? Or MC Wooty Woop, whoever, that had names. And now you at least have a platform because the Power 106 is not going to play you. The Beat at the time wasn't going to play you. So this is just a platform. It's an outlet. So we pretty much did that, and my boy DJ Head, he was going to Cerritos College at the time, and I was at Long Beach State, and we had a mutual friend that said, yo, you guys are kind of doing the same thing. Why don't you guys meet? So we linked up, and at the time, I'd already graduated from Long Beach State like 2 or 3 years out. They were just letting me still do the show, but I was past the time of supposed to be doing it. So they expired one of my keys, and they were just like, look, next semester you're not going to be able to do your show. I'm just going to let you know now. You've been here for 3 years already past what you were supposed to, so you got to figure it out. A buddy of mine, shout out to my boy Micah, he pretty much figured out the equipment, what it was going to take to broadcast from the room, from literally a room in our apartment. And long story short, we end up broadcasting in a room. I was like, Head, I need you to DJ because I'm more of a host. I don't really DJ like that.
Okay.
So he started DJing. I started hosting. And it was like a different dynamic that we had. So we've been rocking ever since. That was like 2008, 2009. We've been heard on homegrownradio.net. Pretty much now we've pretty much emerged to a full-blown network where you have other shows on there broadcasting different days. And all that to say, that attention got the attention of 92.3 when me and Head got on there. So now we do Homegrown Radio on Radio 92.3 as well. So it's just, man, just goes to show, like, you got to just work your ass off. Mm-hmm. Nothing comes handed to you. And that's just a condensed version of the story, but it's a lot that goes into it. But for the most part, that's what Homegrown Radio is about, pretty much bridging the gap between mainstream and underground. And, you know, we can be heard worldwide at this point. So
yeah, so this is on 92.3, but we can also, where can other viewers like listen in?
Homegrownradio.net is okay. The main place you can go. Homegrownradio.net is pretty much it. We're on the iHeartRadio app as well, but obviously with mainstream, we're not able to play the same things that we play on our network, but we're bridging the gap, which is dope. Like, we still can play certain artists, but it's a whole different format when you go to the corporate structure versus what we do. We can obviously go uncut, we can curse, we can have whoever we have on versus the other format, but it's something for everybody on there.
What was the most exciting part of your career as an on-air host?
I would say back in my day at K-Day interviewing DJ Quick, because at the time, like, that was my favorite artist producer. And shout out to my girl Debbie Dev. She told me one day, she was like, look, you're filling in for so-and-so this night. Be ready because DJ Quick's coming in. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, DJ Quick's coming in. You're going to interview him. I'm like, wow. So, like, for me, that was probably the top of my career at that point. Like, yo, this is crazy. I'm interviewing somebody that I literally stacked tapes, cassettes, you know what I'm saying? Like, CDs, looked up to this dude, and here I am face-to-face actually interviewing about his project.
Were you ready for that interview? Hell, did you stutter? Nah. Or how did
it's
go?
On YouTube somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy,
it
but, I mean, some of those moments, you just got to be ready for those moments and just accept them for what they are, man. So, good, bad, or whatever, at least it happened. That's all I say about it.
Who is one of the artists that you haven't had a chance to interview yet that you want to? If you can name...
Come on, you already know that one's dead.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Pac. You know, I don't do the lists, right?
Don't do the lists.
The list. Okay. You know how the MTV has the list, the top MCs and all that? They have these lists, like, it's going crazy. Everybody's up in arms.
The lists and rankings and everything. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to all that.
Fuck all that.
Yeah.
My top three of all time, I don't care what nobody says. This is my top
Chuck
three.
Chuck Dizzle top three.
This is my
coming
top
soon.
Three. It's fucking Tupac, Snoop, and Quick. That's it. Leave me alone. So I would say Snoop would be the next person I would want to interview. Like, I've met him before, but it was kind of like on some roundabout, like, hey, what's going on? Like, it wasn't.
That would be a dope interview. I feel like that would be so much fun.
I feel like my life's purpose right at this point is to fucking interview Snoop. Like, that's it. That's what I want to do. I want to interview Snoop at some point.
Snoop, if you're listening in to Black Hollywood Live right now, we got Chuck Dizzle at 92.3.
Snoop, I got my name because of you, man. Like, Snoop... Dizzle for Shizzle, that's where my name came from.
Well, that was my next question.
Yeah,
man.
Snoop, man.
Snoop Dizzle, Chuck Dizzle.
No, what happened? You know how the Izzle for Shizzle Nizzle, like, that was really popular at one time. So my last name starts with a D. I'm like, I need a name. All right, Chuck D. And people used to call me Chuck D, but I'm like, there's already a Chuck D out there from Public Enemy. So I'm like, all right, Dizzle. And I've been running with Chuck Dizzle ever since, man. So Snoop, we got to talk about that story whenever we meet and whenever I interview you, because you're the inspiration, y'all.
I'm
going to put
him.
That in the universe, man. 2017, what's up?
Speaking of putting things out there, what goals do you have in mind? I mean, New Year's 2017, what do you have planned that you can share with us for this year?
Well, I mean, for the most part, just more exposure for the Homegrown Radio brand, more exposure for Chuck Dizzle in all capacities. That means hosting, if that means DJing, if that means... syndication for our brand. Like, I just want people to really understand, like, the impact that we do, that we have, you know what I mean, that we have had in radio, in the career, in Los Angeles for the last couple of years. I kind of felt like my personality, and you kind of know me, I'm more of a humble kind of, I don't really talk shit, you know what I mean? Can't say that for my boy DJ Head. That's the dynamic in us, but I don't do a lot of shit talking. Like, that's not my thing. I feel like your record speaks for itself, but at the same time, you got to pat yourself on the back and recognize the accolades that you've had over the years. So my thing this year is just kind of being more forward and being more vocal about not necessarily what I've done, but what I want to do and plans to do, and just really getting it out there instead of kind of being more reserved on it. So just expanding the brand is the main thing that I can say for 2017 for sure. And I know it's going to happen.
It will. Yeah. We're definitely going to look into Homegrown Radio and follow. And viewers, make sure you're connected to Homegrown Radio 92.3. And, you know, support Chuck Dizzle and his movement. Also for 92.3, do you guys have any events coming up that we can be a part of, or what's going on right now in the music?
I can't say just yet for 92.3. Okay. But just be on the lookout. There's something special coming soon. I can't say just yet, but I'm looking forward to the next event that we do have. So that should be interesting. So
basically, they have to continue listening to the radio.
Absolutely.
And not their aux cord. Absolutely. Or Pandora.
Hey, you can do it. They got the iHeartRadio app, so, I mean, you can tap in on that. If you've got the mobile phone, you can do that as well. Man, hey, iHeartRadio app, search Real 92.3. It's all love. Like, here's the thing. Like, I understand that there are options and people do different things. Like, if you listen to the radio, that's your thing. If you listen on the internet, that's your thing. If you listen to Pandora, hey, get it how you feel it. And that's a part of what I want to do. I want to have Homegrown Radio. I want to have Chuck Dizzle in every capacity. So if Instagram's your thing, I'm going to be flooded on Instagram. If Twitter's your thing, I'll be on there. If the radio's your thing, then we got a show over there. If you're into the podcasting thing, we'll have something on iTunes soon. Like, I just want to have my hand in every single thing that you can possibly do when it comes to media, radio, and hosting.
Awesome. And you can find Chuck Dizzle on, where can you share your social media sites?
At I Am Chuck Dizzle everything. That's Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, at I Am Chuck Dizzle.
So Chuck is obviously killing it on the radio, and he has a special someone who's killing it in the kitchen, too. Can we talk about Miss Tasha, Chef Dorsey?
Wifey, at Chef Tasha Dorsey, man. I'm just so proud of what she's doing right now, too, because, like, she was there with me when I started, and I was there when she started. Like, I vividly remember having conversations of her saying, yo, you know, I like cooking, but I don't know what to do with it. I'm like, yo, you got to go full-fledged and just figure it out. So to see her build her brand from literally creating fruit platters and vegetable trays to now having her own business and her own location, it's just amazing. But it's been a grind over the last 7 to 8 years. So she's a private chef. She's a caterer. She got meal prep. I mean, anything that you need, just hit up yummycreations.net. Hit up at Chef Tasha Dorsey. She'll definitely take care of your needs. I mean, like we were just talking about, like, she custom make does all the meal prep. If whatever kind of food you got, she'll be able to take care of it, basically. So I'm just
so you eat good every night.
I do. I still ain't gaining no weight, but I mean, I still eat good, which is good.
So we can actually eat good too, because Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country.
What?
Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone.
Okay.
Blue Apron achieves this by supporting more sustainable food systems, setting the highest standard for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs like Tasha Dorsey.
Yeah,
you should check out Blue Apron, by the way.
Say it one more time. What is that?
Blue Apron. So they established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers in the United States, which is very important because I like my stuff fresh.
Absolutely.
And,
you know,
straight from the ground, straight from the sea.
Homegrown. Hello.
Homegrown. Hello. Cooking together does build family bonds, and that's what Blue Apron is trying to promote.
That's dope.
So one featured upcoming meal, guys, with Blue Apron, mushroom and chipotle peppered enchiladas with lime sour cream.
How bomb is that? Talk to me now. What? Say it again one more time.
Mushroom and chipotle pepper enchiladas with lime sour cream.
That just sounds like a...
Blue Apron. That sounds amazing, right?
That's a lot right there.
So, guys, check Blue Apron out, you know. Get your fresh ingredients.
Yeah, let
start cooking
fresh.
At home. 2017. Learn how to cook.
Exactly.
New year, new you.
I'm kind of scared to cook, but hey, Blue Apron gonna help me out.
Yes, they will. Definitely gonna help me out too. Maybe find me a man.
Hello. I'm just kidding. Blue Apron out there soliciting too, man. Look at you.
So, thank you. Can we talk about Hidden? I know you're into music.
Yeah.
Are you into movies?
I love movies.
Love movies. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a new movie coming out, Hidden Figures, and we have the trailer coming out right now. We have for y'all. So take a look.
It's the one with
Equilateral, trapezoid, isosceles, tetrahedron.
I have never seen a mind like the one your daughter has. You have to see what she becomes.
Come on! Hey! Move like back there.
Catherine, we all gonna end up unemployed riding around in this pile of junk.
You're welcome to walk the 16 mile.
Or sit in the back of the bus.
You kiss me up.
You have identification on?
We're just on our way to work at NASA, sir.
I had no idea they hired.
There are quite a few women working in the space program.
You know what we're doing here? We're putting a human on top of a missile, shooting them into space, and it's never been done before. I need a mathematician that can look beyond the numbers. Math that doesn't yet exist. Before the Russians plant a flag on the damn moon.
You have someone?
Running what I'm playing.
Catherine's a gal for that. She can handle any numbers you put in front of her.
Don't embarrass me.
This wasn't empty last night.
I'm sorry.
That Colonel Jim is a tall glass of water.
He's coming over.
Now, why would he be doing that?
Because Mary's waving at him.
No!
Dorothy, slice of pie?
I'd love one.
You already have a slice of pie, Dorothy.
Oh, left and left about it.
You're a computer at NASA. They let women handle that sort of...
Yes, it's an uphill battle.
Yes, they let women do some things at NASA, Mr. Johnson. And it's not because we wear skirts. It's because we wear glasses.
We go from being our father's daughters to our husband's wives to our baby's mothers.
You've been gone for 300 hours.
Was Mama gone for 12 and a half days?
No, but it felt like it.
It felt like it to me, too.
It's crunch time. In 14 days, astronauts will be here for training. Everything we do can matter to their wives, to their children. I believe it's going to matter to the whole damn country.
My gals are ready. We can do the work.
That's John Glenn.
What do you ladies do for NASA?
Calculate your launch and landing, sir.
Engineering. And I'm proud as the devil to be working with you.
How could you possibly be ogling these white men?
It's equal rights. I have the right to see fine and ethical.
There's no protocol for women attending.
There's no protocol for a man circling the earth either, sir.
Every time we have a chance to get ahead, they move the finish line. Every time.
We all get there together, or we don't get there at all.
It's good to know NASA hadn't given up on good old-fashioned brain power.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Let me ask you, if you were a white male, would you wish to be an engineer?
I wouldn't have to. I'd already be one.
Hidden Figures. So I love me some Taraji. So obviously you guys saw that Taraji, Octavia Spencer, and Janelle Monáe are in there. You know, it's a very inspiring story. I'm excited to watch this.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Is before radio, like legit, what I wanted to do is I wanted to be an astronaut when I was young.
Oh my gosh.
Everything I love. Like literally one of my life goals, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. One of my life goals is to go into orbit. At some point in time, I don't know, Elon Musk.
Really?
I need to fight. Yeah, that's like one of my side passions that nobody ever knows about. But like astronomy and that shit, I wanted to go to space camp. My mom couldn't afford that shit. So that just never happened. But
what?
I low key legit want to go into space at some point. So that shit is dope.
So I know you're excited to see this
hell
movie.
Hell yeah. No, definitely.
Carson has $6 movies on Tuesdays, by the way.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Bam. It's happening next Tuesday then.
No, that's awesome. I mean, I'm excited to see this just because it's female based.
Yeah.
And, you know, their story is that they were working, they were the working brains behind launching the astronaut John Glenn into orbit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's dope that it was women.
I'd never heard that story either. They were black, they were women, and they were like really in control. Doing like, I heard that it literally, if old girl, don't know the character's name, sorry about that, but if she was like one decimal off, then literally old boy John Glenn could have like,
I think
died.
It was I think it was one of it was Taraji's character.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she was I think it was her. I haven't seen it yet.
But that's
so
crazy.
I'm gonna go.
One like man, I
that's my, crazy that you actually wanted.
No, I literally the two reasons why I love science but I hated math, and then moms couldn't afford the space camp. So like that for me that was like okay, my two signs right there. Maybe I shouldn't pursue this shit, and
no.
I felt kind of bad. But hey, man, radio. Thank God for radio.
I think what kind of twisted my. Like what scared me from like space and Armageddon.
I'm not
I cried. I was literally crying.
You
I
were
remember
shook
watching
like that?
What with my dad. Like
oh,
we watched
man.
That it's you know, dad shout out to my dad, Lee Riley. We were watching Armageddon and, you know, Ben Affleck
man.
And oh gosh, who is the main character? Oh, I forgot his name. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, yeah.
He pushed Ben Affleck away.
Well, you're telling people the movie if they hadn't seen it.
Well, it's an old school. It's an old movie. They should know this.
Y'all should already seen it by now.
And he pushed. This is just. He pushed his Ben Affleck away and just went into space. He ended up dying, but Ben Affleck was his daughter's fiance.
Oh man!
And he did it. And his Ben Affleck pulled the last straw. And he died. And I was like, oh my god.
Look, she's tearing up right now.
I cried every single time.
So from there, you've been turned off of space.
Turn off. Turn off.
Why are your eyes legit watering right now?
I don't know. That's a love story. I love love. Yeah, Hidden Figures, you guys, out in theaters today, actually. Wow. So go watch it. Let us know what you think. We got some time.
We got some time, Danny.
Coachella. You going to Coachella this year?
If I can get some passes, man, that shit sold out like in two minutes.
The 400 general admission was $400. VIP was $900. And 3-day passes coming up in April. And we have a picture of the headliner, which is dun, 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 coming up soon.
Not me. I
ain't. Beyonce.
Oh shit. Rayonce,
Beyonce. I mean, true story. People just call me Rayonce. I don't know. It's just like my nickname. I guess because I kind of resemble her. I don't know. But
maybe because you told me, hey, you know what? You gotta refer to me as Rayonce from now on. That's why I've been calling you Rayonce.
That's true. She is. Let me pull up the lineup because it's you're a music.
Kendrick's gonna be there. Mm-hmm. I think is Schoolboy gonna be there the other night.
Travis. We have Travis Scott.
It's 3 days. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
We have a bunch of people. Future's gonna be there. They're mixing a lot of mainstream artists too.
Yeah.
So have you ever been?
I've never been.
Do you like if the tickets were still here and affordable?
I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm going to find access to get in somehow. I'm not one of those people that pay for shit like that.
No,
sorry. Can't do it. Not going to do it. Nope.
What about like heat though? That's one of the things that I'm going to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like everything that comes with that. Mm. Like, I'm not paying money to pass out. I'm sorry, bro. It's not happening. Or to have my phone die. Like, I'm not trying to diss Coachella, but somebody gonna pass out, somebody's gonna phone up, gonna die. Like, you gotta have like survival kit just to go out there and kind of like chill. But I mean, kudos. Some people, that's their thing. That's just not my thing at all.
I mean, I want to go. I just want to experience.
I would go just to see the act. Like when they had N.W.A. when they had N.W.A. and then they had. I think that was last year. And then when they had the Pac,
The
Tupac hologram. Yeah.
Something. I know he's high up there.
The hologram. High like there, that, right. Way, that I would have paid to see that.
That's your man.
Come on now. Don't say it like that. Exactly.
Rest in peace.
Right. Yeah. Come on now.
But just like Beyonce's my woman, like I want to. I haven't seen her live. Have you seen Beyonce perform live?
No, but I would say I give her kudos because I was just talking about this too. Have you talked about the whole Mariah Carey situation?
We haven't. You haven't talked about that. Let me.
I'll let you get into it. But the way she handled that, the point of the story is, I saw Beyonce in a more fucked up position,
right.
And she handled herself like. With class. Mariah, like, she needs to take some lessons from that. Beyonce had her hair stuck in a fucking fan and still performed.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't get, like, so the sound is messed up or whatever the issue was with Mariah Carey. Like, she should have just played it off.
She's
like
diva, though. She's, like, self-proclaimed diva. She's
catching up with you.
She dissed J-Lo.
That shit is catching up
with you. You know Raylo. I'm her, too.
Oh, no, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, that's new.
That's new. You never told me about that one.
Well, just because she's, like, she's killing it right now.
Yeah,
she's 40 something.
48.
She's looking bomb too. I wonder if J-Lo's going to be at Coachella.
Nah,
she's not.
If Drake might be there.
Drake? Ooh. Drake would. Kehlani's there too.
Oh, shit. I fuck with Kehlani.
I love Kehlani.
She's been to Haunt. We interviewed her right when her Cloud 19 mixtape came out.
Ooh.
Like right.
With Homegrown?
Yeah, right. Like literally before she took off.
Who have you like interviewed? Can you just name the people from Homegrown like off the top of your head?
I can't.
This is dope though. Homegrown Radio. I'm love it.
It's going to be hard. Okay, so Kehlani, I'm Sue. Obviously the whole Top Dawg movement, Absol, J-Rox, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy, Isaiah Rashad who's on there too. I'm gonna forget a lot of people, dude.
It's okay, but at least you name those people. I mean, it's true testimony to
but
Homegrown.
The thing that I like about it is the fact that there are artists that you may not know today, but you will know at some point in time. So, like, stuff like that is what gets me. It's like, oh, yeah, we had her on. Oh, yeah, we had. It's just dope to kind of see that happen. Like, I'm sure if you were to talk, like, we were – here's another story. We were the ones – like, we hadn't had YG on, but we were the one of the first people to play, like, Tooted and Booted. It's unmixed version before it got popping, before it got on the radio. Like, we were the ones playing that, and then – I'm not going to say it forced radio to kind of his hand. I mean, that and the song was popular, and he did a thing. He was signed to Def Jam at the time, or about to be. But at that time, it was like, I remember seeing the song blow up, and I'm like, yeah, I remember having the unmixed version of that song and playing that before it actually blew up. So, like, little moments like that, Ty Dolla $ign. I can go on and on and on. But, like, anybody's pretty much been out here doing their thing. We've had some hand in the connection with getting them out there or promoting them, supporting them at some place, at some point or another.
That's dope, man. I'm so proud of Homegrown. I mean, I love that. I really did that. Come up and coming. And then
bring radio back to its roots, man.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, so you're a host, mm-hmm. you're a DJ. Do you rap yourself?
No, I hung that up a long time ago.
No.
I used to produce and I tried to rap. That was not my thing. No. Not my thing at all. Matter of fact, I might have to yank some shit off of YouTube, to be perfectly honest. It might be like a song or two of Still Up. So.
Well, yeah, dang, I shouldn't have brought that up for you guys.
I didn't think about that. No, don't do that.
speaking of a rapper, Wale, have you had him in Homegrown?
We haven't had him on. He hasn't been on Homegrown, but he's been on 92.3 with shouts to Letty and Damage and Dre Sinatra with the Real After Party. So I just missed him the day that he came in, but he recently got interviewed maybe a month ago.
Really? Yeah,
literally just missed him.
I like, oh my gosh, I know I'm not very much of a music head yet, but I know if I still kick it with you, I'm going to be.
Hey, why not?
Bad.
Yeah.
And there's another song that I can't.
He's been spat, like low key, he has a bad rap in terms of like attitude and all this other shit, but I think he's he's really a good dude. I think that there's other circumstances around him that kind of has him, not necessarily acting out, but has people's perception of him the wrong way. As long as you make good music, all the other bullshit, everything else goes out of the way. Like, right now, the whole, Chris Brown, Soulja Boy beef, right?
Yes.
If Soulja Boy would come out with a hit record right now, everybody would forget all the bullshit that's going on.
Right.
Hit records trumps any and everything that happens. So, note to all the artists out there, no matter what happens, no matter what goes down, if you have a hit record, people will forget any and everything. It erases your history. Shout out to R. Kelly.
It's good to know.
I'm saying.
Shout out to R. Kelly.
You're saying. People forget.
I'm never going to forget that. But so what, when it comes to artists, what is a good artist to you? Like, what are some factors that you look in, or when you're listening into the music, when will you say, oh, okay, I like that?
You got to have a story, first and foremost. It may not resonate with me, but it has to resonate with somebody. So that's what I'm looking for. I want to know what your story is. I'm always for the underdog, so I want to hear the story of you coming up or your struggle, what you're going through on a day-to-day. Like, yeah, it's cool to turn up. We can get the bad and bougie. We can turn up. We can do all that, but that's for, raindrops, drop tops. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. We can go through all that, but at the same time, like, when you're really in your zone and in your mode, when all the allure is gone, who are you as a person? So if you don't have a story, then that kind of, it just doesn't do it for me. You know what I'm saying?
Like J. Cole.
J. Cole has a great story. Like, I love the story of the dollar and the dream and everything that he's, built at this point. I love the fact that he comes out on his own terms and his own time. Like, people have been waiting for his album to drop. He just, I got an album out. Here you go. Got an album. Whatever. And whether people love it or hate it, it's the fact that he can do it on his own time and sell 500,000 copies and kind of go off, have a daughter, get married, and live his regular life. But at the same time, he still has that story and it's the come up. Ooh, sorry.
The come up.
Yeah.
We're going to play a little snippet of Wale's new song. This was Khalil's pick of the day.
What up, Khalil?
Yeah, Khalil Boo Boo.
Where you at, man? A girl.
I like this.
Hey.
Have you heard this before?
I haven't heard this one. Make good music, people forget about everything.
Smile. You can read. Yes. I like that. Smile. Everyone smile.
Smile.
I mean, Wale, is that kind of... Do you follow Wale's music by chance?
Not too much. Nah, I'm not... I don't follow him too much, but I know the last couple of records that he put out, it hasn't resonated. There was one. Shout out to homie Sean Chris. He actually, we had him on Homegrown, and he writes for Wale.
Ooh, nice.
Or he's in his camp. I'm not gonna say he writes for him, but I think they. He's in his camp to
a certain degree. They can't say right for him because
he's But it's not. We know through the whole Drake situation that there's a difference between somebody writing bars and actually contributing to a song. He's actually a song maker. So my boy Sean Chris, he contributes to the song making process. I'm not gonna say he writes Wale's bars, but
a lot of rappers will say that about other people.
Absolutely.
That they have ghostwriters.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if he had his hand in that particular song, but. I think that, again, Wale, he dipped off to the side for a little bit. Now he's coming back and kind of putting his stuff out there. So I think it's just all about the music. Hopefully, you know, that one sounds pretty good. I mean, I got to hear. There's two more that I think he released recently. But I think that's what people like, the fact that fuck the controversy. Just release music. Just talk through that. Fuck everything else. You know what I mean?
That's what, yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not sure. I don't know a lot about music and stuff, but I do enjoy, like, hearing the story and like that's why I like J. Cole and what he's talks about, because it's real stuff. It's not just, even
see,
though
you
I
didn't
do
say
like
shit. Why didn't you say shit?
I almost did.
Are you not supposed to curse? What?
No, I can't curse.
Okay. You're just trying not to.
New year, new me.
Okay, got you. Damn.
Like I low key I like ratchet music. Like a
lot. I'm not surprised.
I love it.
So you like, just, give me some Bad and Bougie.
Like, Bad and Bougie. I want you. RJ, gosh.
RJ, we had him on. Yeah, we had him on.
I swear, Get Rich, I know every single word.
Ooh.
I'm going to get rich. If you didn't pick that Tupac song,
you would have been there.
That would have been my song.
Damn.
I'm like, oh
just,
my gosh.
I should just let you pick. So you got a good taste in music.
Your guess. I mean, I do. I think that I like ratchet music. I mean, it just gets me like.
There's
hype.
Nothing wrong with it. I think that there people always
like young
put a negative connotation towards it. But it's like, yo, when you like, I'm not trying to listen to J. Cole if I'm going to this club. I'm not trying to listen to Kendrick I'm going to a club. Like, there's different modes and times for certain music, and that ratchet music is the shit you turn up to, and there's a place and a time for it. So God bless those who make ratchet music.
Is calling it ratchet like a negative,
but see, it's just like saying bitch, right? There's a, it depends on how you flip it.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, it could mean a term of endearment, it could be something negative, but that ratchet, when you say, man, that music ratchet, I don't fuck with that, or y'all, that's that ratchet shit, I fuck with that.
Like, I see,
that's the way you put it, it's a term of endearment. So
if it wasn't ratchet, if that's not what we call it, what would you say would be a way to describe it?
I still say turnt. I'm old. Yeah, I still say turnt.
It's lit.
It's the Litty Committee, as lit. You youngins would say now. It's lit. Shit. On Fleek is old now.
Fleek is old.
That's cool. You know, turnt is actually older than Fleek, but Fleek just... Fleek...
I think lit is the current word, though.
No, definitely lit. Lit is on its way out.
Lit,
but it's
turnt
lit.
Up.
Yeah. It's weird. That's not jamming, though. It's just not jamming.
I don't know why I said that.
I'm usually
better with this.
We
jamming?
I had to look at it like, we jamming?
I know. I'm sorry. It messed up. Let's delete that. No, but yeah, it's lit.
It's lit. Yeah. Well, I mean, we got probably another couple more. I would say lit is going to probably die down by spring break this year.
Really?
Lit, I mean, it's because lit, Travis Scott. Travis Scott's the first time I heard Lit. You know, he's like,
okay.
It's Lit. Like, he was saying it in all the songs.
Yeah.
But that was literally a year ago.
That one?
Like, no, it was one before that. Oh. His first song. I forgot the name of the first song. Damn, see, I'm bad. I'm a just disclose something right now. As much as I'm into music, I'm very bad at music, too.
Like, at remembering certain things.
Remembering songs. Sometimes remembering artists.
There's so many songs to remember. That's
it's
why.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot to kind of... I like what I like. And that's the thing. Like... Once I, like, anything Tupac, I can tell you anything about fucking Tupac. I can tell you anything about Tupac. Anything, pretty much anything about Snoop and anything about DJ Quick. A lot of the newer rappers that came around between 2009, 2012, like, when we were doing Homegrown, I can tell you a lot of stuff about them. But aside from that, I'm kind of clueless to a lot of different. That's why I said Wale, I was like, I fuck with Wale, but I couldn't even tell you the name of his album, to be perfectly honest.
Well, neither could I, to be honest. I just listen to, like, what's new. Like, my friends, like, oh, this is new. I'm like, okay, I like it. I actually like the song.
Yeah, no,
so if Khalil was here, I'd be like, yo, this is a good song. Because Khalil put me on a few songs since he started. He's a music head.
Dope.
Of us three.
So what is he like? What is he into?
I couldn't tell you.
Khalil, so that's why you should have been here, man.
Khalil's into everything. He's the music guy, and he dances really well, too, by the way.
You guys should. King of the Dot.
Whoa, shit. I'm sorry.
That's Voice of God.
Okay, I'm like, what?
Do you?
Oh, God, I should have.
Can you repeat that?
Do you follow King of the Dot?
King of the Dot? Nah, I don't. You got to put me on that.
So it's like YouTube rap battles.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do, but I don't follow it like that. I know what you're talking about, though.
YouTube rap battles. Yeah, that's man. Dope.
They're, I forgot. Hip Hop DX just did, or they have a site that's dedicated to I think it's BattleRap.com or whatever. But I'm not too familiar with a lot of the battle rappers out there. I know Daylight. I know my boy B-Dot. This new B-Dot, and then there's a group. There's a league now, LA Battlegrounds. One of my buddies actually started that league. So I'm looking forward to actually having them on Homegrown, because that's, you know, that's the new, not the new wave, but that's a whole subgenre, subculture that a lot of people, if you into it, people know it.
Yeah.
People know that battle rap. Like, my dude, the Voice of God, I'm sure you know all about that, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a whole culture that I think needs to be exposed,
like,
man.
Like 8 Mile and Eminem.
No, but it evolved from that.
Yeah, not
so
yet.
Now,
right.
That's how I love that.
It's like
8 Mile and Eminem is like rap battles.
Yeah,
and
it's like with the music.
People were already writing all the shit, so instead of freestyles, so now they know that you come in prepared to battle.
Right. Very
true. Well, I'm learning something new every day. That's why I'm here.
Absolutely.
But man, so that was just a lit show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're having a great time.
What?
We have to come to an end.
No, why? What happened?
Time goes by fast when you're having a great time.
Wait,
I think that's the quote. Things, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Time
Thank
flies
you.
When you're having fun.
Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you, Voice
time
of God.
Time flies when it's getting lit.
And
how
it's
about
getting
that?
Lit. We were jamming today.
We were jamming on the ones and
the
twos.
The ones and twos. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It was a great way to start 2017 with Chuck Dizzle.
Appreciate you having me on. Appreciate that.
Thank
at
you
I
so
am
much.
Chuck Dizzle at Homegrown Radio, homegrownradio.net. Please follow the movement. Support. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course,
I appreciate it, man. Look forward to the next time. If I can get invited again, please.
Of course.
Sometime when Khalil's actually here.
Yes, and Khalil, cool. You guys can like rap and everything. I'm your host, Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale. And remember to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. Follow our page, our site, blackhollywoodlive.com, and our YouTube channel. Watch next and comment on the show. Let us know how you think. Was it lit?
Was it jamming?
Yes. And what you think about Chuck's career and everything. I mean, we love interacting with you all. So let us know what you guys think. We'll see you next week. Remember, Thursdays at 6 now. Thursdays at 6. It's lit. See you guys next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.